All right, welcome back to the Rod Arquette Show on this Wednesday here on Utah's Talk Radio 105.9 KNRS. Listen, and you'll know, Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney, who is chairman of the House Republican Conference, will be joining us coming up at the bottom of the hour. She'll talk about the Democrats as they approach 100 days controlling the U.S. House and what have they accomplished so far. The president adopted a new message when it comes to immigration over the weekend. The president basically said, our country is full. Everything is being pushed to the max. And a lot of people are raising questions about, is in fact our country full? Is it time to put a lid on immigration in this country right now? Well, let's talk about that with Joel Kotkin, professor of urban studies at Chapman University. He's an expert on population trends and what he sees going on around the country. We've had him on the show before. Always a great guest. Joel, how are you? Welcome back to the show.
My pleasure.
Joel, what about the U.S. and the president's comments that the U.S. is full right now? Are we?
No. I mean, frankly, Trump says a lot of things, and, you know, if you took them all seriously, you'd probably have whiplash. But the country has tremendous labor shortages. I mean, in a funny way, you know, the Trump economic policy, which has actually worked reasonably well, has absorbed a lot of the excess labor that we had, and now there's very little. And, you know, now I agree that you don't want unlimited immigration. Obviously, if, let's say, 200,000 Salvadorans and Hondurans moved into Southern California next week, the pressure on the welfare system, the pressure on the hospitals, the pressure on the schools, the pressure on low-wage workers would be, you know, terrible.
Yeah.
The president is completely correct that we need to have control of the border. But to say the country is full, I mean, at the same time, he's talking about increasing immigration. I mean, it's just sort of, you know, I mean, you know, frankly, the guy doesn't major in logic. So, but be that as it may, I think that you know, the country, here's the problem. Native-born Americans of all kinds, including Hispanics and African-Americans, but particularly whites, have a very low birth rate, as they do in Europe, as is the case in East Asia. That means that we are producing far too few children relative to the older population. So what's happening is our workforce is aging, and so we don't have enough people to replace them. And so immigration's got to be part of it. Now, I don't think immigration's the whole thing. I think that, you know, we have to have policies that make it easier people to have kids. And if you're going to allow the urban planners to run the country, which I'm sure they'd like to do, if you decide everybody's got to live in a one-bedroom apartment, birth rate's going to plummet. So I think that we have to be thinking about what is the environment that encourages people, whether they're immigrants or native-born, to have children. Because, I mean, we're clearly headed towards a pretty significant demographic problem. We're about 10 years behind Europe and East Asia in this, and it's not inevitable. But the signs are very worrisome.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that about, Joel, because we've talked about this in Europe for quite some time: an aging population and declining birth rate. Is it happening in America a lot faster than you even expected, Joel?
Yes. Yes, I didn't expect that. I mean, I'm not alone. I mean, there are guys who know much more about demography than I do, and I think that they would also say that we felt that when the economy got better, that the birth rate would rise more than it has. A lot of that is because the cost of housing is so high relative to incomes. That's certainly been a part of it. And I think there's a lot of, you know, problems, frankly, with men and women. You know, they're just, you know, there's a lot of hostility that's been developed and that is, you know, pretty out there. I notice it with kids today. They don't have boyfriends and girlfriends the way we did when we were in school.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, the dating is much, much less intense. I have to say, when I was 19 years old, I know what my priority was.
Yeah.
I'm not so sure that that's the same priority And, you know, there are some studies that say that the testosterone level is down. There's certainly a different situation where, you know, women in many ways are doing better than men.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
mm-hmm.
you know, so they, you know, they feel that they have a very different situation. So, you know, I think that the relationship between men and women has changed a great deal. You know, that's not to mention, you know, if we decide that we're going to have every child decide what their gender is, and, you know, that's not going to improve things.
Joel, are all parts of the country experiencing this? I mean, we're here in Utah. We have a growing state. We continue to have children in the state, maybe not quite as many as we used to, but we still have children in the state. So are all parts of the country being affected this, or only certain areas?
Well, some areas are more extreme. Obviously, you have San Francisco, Seattle, Southern California, New York. In those places, the birth rates are really low, and I think particularly for the native-born population. Other parts of the country, let's say Texas, Utah, you know, much less. That's much less the case. And then, of course, we have large parts of the country that have had massive out-migration for decades, and in many cases, the only people left are old people.
Yeah.
By the way, a phenomenon that you see in China and Japan and Europe as well.
All right. Joel, always great chatting with you. Thank you for a few minutes of your time tonight.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you.
All right. Joel Kotkin, professor of urban studies at Chapman University, talking about the U.S. and are we a full country? Not so, according to Joel and some of the demographers who are quoted in a number of articles that I've read today. All right, coming up next, Wyoming Congressman Liz Cheney will join us, and she'll talk about the Democrats' first 100 days. That's next on the Rod Arquette Show. If you're a big fan of Firestone,